Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Greetings, J5V. How was your offseason?
It was a good one, Gino, but now I'm ready to strap them on, tee it up, and kick it off.
Do you know why the zombie took the day off?
No, why?
He was feeling really rotten. Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Knights losers.
Stratford versus James Island.
The Black Knights own this series 25 wins to only 6 wins by the Trojans. But the times, they are a-changing. The James Island surfing warriors ride the big waves over the castle walls and slay the paladins on their field as the Goose Creek Symphony plays the death march. Friday, Knights loser, the Stratford Knights.
Hartsville versus Conway.
The Foxes have a slim 33-30 lead in this series. However, the Tigers have only won once in the last 8 meetings. Things should get better with Josh Pierce, but not this week. Jeff Calabrese's Garnet Forest Dogs dominate the line of scrimmage and tear into the green putty tats for a big momentum win. Friday, Knights loser, the Conway Tigers.
Lotta versus Mullins.
The Auctioneers own the overall series 22-7, but in the last 6 meetings between these two teams, the Vikings have won 3 games. The Tobacco Peddlers come calling, and the Green Vandals chop off their heads in a bloody battle on Tobacco Road. Friday, Knights loser, the Mullins Auctioneers.
Camden versus Myrtle Beach.
The Bulldogs and the Seahawks have played a total of 7 times, with the Seahawks leading the series 4-3. But Camden has won the last 3 in a row. Let's make it 4. The Sandhills Historic Hounds take a trip to the Grand Strand, but put the bite on the Myrtle Beach boys in a good one. Friday, Knights loser, the Myrtle Beach Seahawks.
Gray Collegiate versus Christchurch.
These two teams have met twice before, but only in the playoffs, never in the regular season, and the series is tied 1-1. The feather-capped, sword-swinging Episcopalians invade West Columbia and lop off the heads of the Golden Birds in a lopsided affair. Friday, Knights loser, the Gray Collegiate War Eagles.
Colquitt County versus Dutch Fork.
The Packers of Colquitt County are coming off a 13-1 season and a semifinal exit from the Georgia playoffs. Dutch Fork is the defending state South Carolina 5A champion. This will be an early test for both teams. Tommy Knott's Mean Green Machine finds a way to grind up the Moultrie Meat Stuffers and escape South Georgia with a win. Friday, Knights loser, the Colquitt County Packers.
Lancaster versus Chester.
The Bruins hold a 32-26 advantage in this series, but Chester has won 6 of the last 9 meetings and is picked to finish high in the 3A ranks. Last year, Lancaster surprised the Cyclones in a 2-day rain-affected matchup, winning 24-16. Victor Floyd's Big Red Storm Machine will blow all the petals off Marcus Surratt's Red Rose Bears Friday. Knights loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Indian Land versus Nation Ford.
Nation Ford has won 4 of the 6 meetings between these two teams, but the Warriors have won the last 2 meetings. Both teams are retooling, so defense and home field advantage are huge in this one. Michael Allen's Blackbirds get shot from the sky by Adam Hastings' Native American Braves Longbows. Friday, Knights loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Catawba Ridge versus Fort Mill.
The Pit at Catawba Ridge was recently chosen as the best stadium in South Carolina. These two teams have met 3 times, while the Copperheads winning all 3 of them. Rob McNeely's Yellow Jackets are improving, and that makes a difference in this game. The Golden Snakes defense comes up with a turnover late in this game to squash the Bugs. Zach Attack rules the Pit. Friday, Knights loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Spartanburg versus South Point.
These two teams have met 4 times since 2010, and the series is tied at 2 apiece. Both wins for the Stallions were on the road. This should be a good one, and come down to a play in the kicking game. The Stallions have a history of making those types of plays. The Sparkle City Vandals go out in front early, but coming down the home stretch, the Big Red Chargers win by a nose. Friday. Night's loser, the Spartanburg Vikings.
Northwestern versus Providence Day.
The Trojans and the Chargers have never met, but both have very successful programs. Over the past 10 years, Northwestern has averaged 9 wins a season and Providence 7 wins. Playing at a neutral site can be a distraction, but this game is about being physical. And in the Trojans, Football City USA, they are just that. The Purple and Gold Warriors put the Queen City and the Red and Blue Mules to the sword. Saturday, night's loser, the Providence Day Chargers. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time to attend or support the teams in your area. Be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA. J5V, take us out.
All right, Gino, it's week zero. Another season upon us. Let's get it on.
Push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl.